Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash the students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, why even bother working these days when in the past, you would have got a house, car, family, and quality groceries, and yet today you get nothing on the left. The only reason people keep trying is because starvation and homelessness is worse than eating a bag of oatmeal while living in your car with your parents or roommates. Ironically, you can still have all of those things if you move overseas and become a passport bro. That's why there's a net decline in population in America and Canada. Up next, and speaking of groceries, the Iran war is making food at least 14 to 15% more expensive, since the war started because ammonia fertilizer can't be sent through the Strait of Hormuz. And if you think that's bad, then just wait until 2027 when food and fuel prices really rise through the roof. It's all about wiping out the middle class. Prepare yourself for the inflation because the central banks will have to print money, and that means asset prices will spike like they did during COVID. At first, there'll probably be a major crash. Not financial advice, though. Number three, this woman is wondering why she met a great guy who cooked her dinner, massaged her feet, and spoiled her. Yet she still misses the man who never did any of those things and wonders how this feeling goes away. It never does because she's now an alpha widow for life. This is why women were virgins until marriage in the past. It wasn't about oppressing them, but it was making sure that they never had to experience this feeling. They long for Chad, but he doesn't long for them. Moving on, do you agree with this statement that the more intelligent you become, the more you realize that 1 minute of anger, greed, or lust can ruin 10 years worth of hard work? Worse than that, that lust can actually get you a false allegation and ruin the rest of your life. As for your reputation, it takes 10 years to build it up and only 5 minutes to destroy it. With regards to greed, one bad financial decision, investing in the wrong thing at the wrong time, and you're also wrecked for life. Number 5, what the hell is happening in Hollyweird? Even Marlon Wayans' daughter looks like a dude, and Sting's son looks like a chick. Is this just enrichment, or is it the price celebrities have to pay by having the devil force them to turn their kids into the opposite sex? Or is it that liberalism doesn't know when to stop and has become a mental illness itself? I think it's more basic than that. I think they just want to fit in with other Hollyweird types because switching their kids' gender is now hip and sporty. Up next in Britain, this Jeet went gonzo and was sent to prison for 3 years for raping chickens. Not even our fine feathered friends are safe from them. I guess this brings a whole new meaning to the term chicken head. If you think that's bad, then in Pakistan even the dolphins aren't safe. As for the chickens, I'm pretty sure that Mr. Jeet will say that it was their fault for being way too provocative. The sad thing is that there's more justice in Britain for chickens than for children. Number 7, finally even the sports ball players are getting red-pilled. Jeremiah Smith says that girls his own age worry about only one thing, and that's what you can do for them while bringing nothing to the table. Women see themselves as the table and things need to be brought to them instead. They see giving you sex and their presence is more than enough. When sex robots come out, they'll realize that they have nothing. Moving on, 4 of this woman's friends were diagnosed with cancer in a year, and they were all under the age of 45. The doctors are baffled. Gee, what could it possibly be? Turbo cancer from too much social media, perhaps? What about microplastics in their ovaries and testicles? Or Fukushima fallout, perhaps? Maybe also some medical complications as well. She's baffled, she says. But she knows exactly what caused it. And accepting that it was the jabs means the existential crisis of no longer being able to trust society. Number 9, this Turkish influencer who married herself self-deletes at the age of 26. It's unfortunate that both her and her lover ended it all. Women laugh at the so-called male loneliness epidemic, but it's just gaslighting because they're actually the lonelier ones. We're just the horny ones. Just imagine how horrible you must be to marry yourself since nobody else will. This has to be the world's first simultaneously widowed and deceased person. Up next, they say the number one reason people die at the hospital is because of medical mistakes. Maybe those mistakes are more often than not intentional. This nurse ended 10 patients to reduce her nightly workload and gets jailed for life in Germany. Looks like between Canada and Germany, socialized medicine really kills. The real problem is that evil people become nurses and doctors. Even if they were once good, they see so much suffering around them that they eventually lose compassion for people. Number 11, this woman was charged with having sex with her four-legged friend on video, and says that she was forced into it. Yes, it definitely looks like she was overpowered by that pooch and pound where the sun don't shine. and tons of guys will see her and say, I can fix her. There's a switch in a woman's mind in genes that always tries to get them to weasel out of accountability. I think that evolutionarily, men ended all the female ancestors that took responsibility, and now all we're left with is this. Moving on, and speaking of avoiding accountability, this drunk dental receptionist told a 13-year-old boy she was going to ride him until the morning, while groping him, and she's been spared jail. And would you just look at those crazy eyes? Those are the best Ben eyes that I've seen in quite some time. People are worried about grown men around their kids when who they should really be worried about are the fully grown female predators. If a man did this to a 13-year-old girl, would they also let him go? Number 13, an all-female nightclub shuts down after the first night because no one decided to buy any bottles. Obviously, this is a fake story. At least somebody bought a drink, but if this is ever tried, it would fail because men buy drinks and pay to get into the clubs, while the women are bait and get in there for free. And even when an all-female place like this closes, they'll always find a way to blame men for its failure. Remember that women don't like to think or spend their own money. Up next, here's a story blaming men for the fertility crisis. As fewer women are having babies, maybe it's all the fault of immature men, they say. A think tank says that men's extended adolescence is one reason that Britain may have 3 million less mothers they want to be, who want children but don't actually have them. How about blaming women for refusing to settle down with anyone that's less than a Chad? Or how about men walking away because women have become insufferable boss babes? Number 15, here's a fake story that the Liberal government of Canada wishes were true. The Canadian seniors overwhelmingly support a 25% home equity tax. 89% of them, no less. Maybe stories like this are creating the fertile ground for the boomers to get looted. Joke's on them, though, as I'm not going to buy some boomers' overpriced house. Next year, I'm going to spend a month snowbirding in Corpus Christi, Austin, Texas, and New Orleans using Airbnbs. Probably a few other places as well. Who wants to pay property tax and maintenance fees? Moving on, red pills are everywhere these days. Yes, if money grew on trees, women would date monkeys. But dating is the least of men's worries because if she marries you, it doesn't matter what your next move is after you tie the knots. You still end up paying. Thanks to the internet, many more men these days are aware of female nature. We avoid being scammed by women the way that we avoid being scammed by the Jeets. Number 17, this influencer blasts men for not looking at her at the gym. And one of them fires back and says that no one cares. Women can't have it both ways. First, they don't want men to look at them at the gym, so they film them and shame them as being creepy. Then, when we don't want to look at them, they shame us for not looking in the first place. You can't win. The only winning move is to build a gym at home or just do a couple hundred push-ups a day, my bros. Men need to leave all third spaces and watch the women lose their minds. Up next, Jenna Ortega will be in the remake of the film Single White Female. Except it's just going to be called Single Female. I'm surprised it's not called Single Person. Maybe they should call it Single Brown Female, but is that just too damn offensive? The better question to ask is why can't Hollyweird come up with any more great ideas for films? Are there too many they-thems in the writer's room with no ideas these days? Number 19, Jennifer Lopez was done with men and now she's back and says she's ready to start dating again, after taking time for herself. And just in time, Ben Affleck is reported to be dating her again. I guess maybe the third time's the charm. Relationships can be dangerous when you have chemistry for a woman and she's batshit crazy. The one rule in this world is that women cannot be alone. They always have to be dating or talking to someone. Remember also that she was diddied by Diddy. Moving on, here's the look a feminist gets on her face when she marries a feminist boy. I'm calling BS on this because feminists don't look that pretty or skinny, and they certainly won't date male feminists either. They only want conservative men to smash them. And those men don't want to because they're ugly, so that's why they're feminists in the first place. To punish those men. To be honest though, this looks like it's 6 minutes into the first night of an arranged marriage. Number 21, this woman says that she's 37, rich, and needs a man to marry her. I doubt that she's rich. She's probably just saying this thinking it's going to attract men. But the joke's on her. Men don't care about money and the girl boss attitude. We care about youth, fertility, and agreeableness. She's probably missing all three of those things right now. Maybe what she really means is that she's rich in melanin and cholesterol. Up next, this woman says that she wishes she was a man, because she has so many ideas on how to spoil a girl. Dave says, you know you're allowed to do nice things for men too, right? If she was a man, no woman would actually want to date her because she's fugly. She's also talking as if she would be wealthy enough to spoil a woman. Besides, when you spoil a girl, she's going to lose respect for you and go smash some other guy later that night that treats her wrong. Number 23, and speaking of cheating, hear a couple of women having a conversation proving that women are always the perpetual victims. If a man cheats, then he's an asshole. But if a woman cheats, then she's the victim as well because he was neglecting her in some way and didn't give her the proper amount of attention. I'm so sick and tired of this. Sometimes I wish I was born gay so that I wouldn't actually have to deal with this. Once you understand their NPC behavior, how can you ever love them again? Moving on, this Atlanta attorney was found guilty of loan fraud and she used the money to buy a tacky Rolls Royce and a 150 grand ring. That car just screams, give me attention. It also wasn't exactly the best way to stay under the radar either, now was it? And she most likely would have gotten away with it if she was living in Minnesota. That car would also make the perfect advertisement for Pepto-Bismol. My heartburn showed signs of relief just by looking at it. Number 25 and the last one looks like even that DEI female astronaut that flew around the moon did the meme. It's the first time a woman did this one where her head is as big as the whole planet. I hate how horrifyingly predictable female nature is. It makes me want to puke. NASA said their goal was to send a woman and a black man to the moon, and even the backup crew had a black man and white woman on it. She even got the right meme angle. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.